I turned to the man sitting next to her. Sir Joshin, the hero of our people. The man who had saved my sister from her prison tower. And inclined my head the tiniest bit. I was not going to curtsy to him.
Cinereosia, my mother hissed. What have you done?
A hiss is the closest my mother ever gets to a whisper, and it's not particularly close. All over the ballroom, heads turned in our direction. Anyone who hadn't been staring at me already was definitely staring now. I lifted my chin. I made it obvious to everyone who the future queen of the Borderland is. I had practiced that declaration several times in front of my mirror. It had sounded much more noble and more convincing when I was alone in my room.
By cutting off your hair.
My mother lowered her voice so only those at our table could make out her words. I cleared my throat. I think that's a rhetorical question, Rapunzel observed. Everyone at the table looked at her. Unless I'm missing something? She frowned. I'm new to human society, so I'm probably missing something.
No, my mother said through gritted teeth. You're not missing anything. I'm asking your sister why she cut her hair.
She turned her glare back on me. Are we not allowed to cut our hair? Rapunzel asked. My mother swung back to look at her, then returned her gaze to me. But the interruption had broken her intensity. Her hair faded to pink.
We'll discuss this later, she said. What happened to the hair you cut off?
Nanny Cresta swept it up and put it in a satchel. She said you might want it.
Well, at least she got that right.
Don't blame Nanny Cresta, I said. She wasn't there when I cut it. She couldn't have stopped me. I pulled out the empty chair, which was the one between Rapunzel and my mother, and sat. She was also upset. She said I shouldn't have done it. I think your hair looks nice, Rapunzel said.
It was a remarkable gesture, put in Sir Joshin. A grand way for Princess Cinna to show the court that she welcomes her sister to take her rightful place as Princess of the Realm.
Unfortunately, my glare had no effect on Sir Joshin. To be fair, it never had much of an effect on anyone. He gave me a kindly, self-satisfied smile, then dipped his spoon into his soup.
That may be, my mother said. But do you really think a gesture is worth weakening your magic for? How could you do something so drastic without first consulting me?
She had a point. But my mother sometimes insisted on getting the opinions of her ladies-in-waiting, and the royal advisors, and the heads of the guard. And then she might put it to a vote of the Council of Nobles, but first, they'd have to argue over what size majority they would need to settle the vote, and then they'd have to discuss whether that question should properly be decided by the Council of Commoners, and then once the Council of Commoners got their teeth into an issue, half of them would refuse to vote on it at all until the nobles readdressed the tax allocation. Or I could just pick up a pair of scissors.